Welcome to this podcast about Old Chenega and Chenega Island in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Old Chenega is a historic village at the head of Chenega Cove on the southern tip of Chenega Island in western Prince William Sound, about 82 miles west-southwest of Cordova and 40 miles southeast of Whittier, Alaska. Chenega Island is within the traditional territory of the Sugpiak Chugach people. The name Chenega means under the mountain and was first reported by Ivan Petrov in 1880. A post office was established there in 1946, but discontinued after the 1964 earthquake destroyed the village and the population moved to the village of Chenega Bay on nearby Evans Island. The geology of Chenega Island represents the Orca Group, a formation of sedimentary and volcanic rocks that developed during the Paleocene to Eocene periods, 59.2 to 38 million years ago. The formation surrounding Chenega Cove is mostly sandstone, siltstone, mudstone, conglomerate, and limestone. The sandstone is composed chiefly of quartz and plagioclase, and the conglomerate is mainly felsic porphyry and granite. The Sugpiak Chugach are an Aleutic-speaking people, and one of nine Alaska native peoples that include Inupiat, Yupik, Aleut, Iyak, Tlingit, Haida, Tsimshian, and several northern Athabascan cultures. The archaeological record suggests the Sugpiak Chugach have inhabited the coastal environments of south-central Alaska for over 4,400 years. Their traditional homelands include Prince William Sound, the Outer Kenai Peninsula, the Kodiak Archipelago, and the Alaska Peninsula. The Sugpiak Chugach share many cultural practices with other coastal peoples, particularly the Unangan Aleut of the Aleutian Islands and the Yupik of the Bering Sea coast, and they probably share a common ancestry. At the time of European colonization, there were distinct regional groups of Sugpiak Chugach people, each speaking a slightly different dialect of the Aleutic language. The people of Chenega spoke a dialect called Suksestan. The Sugpiak Chugach traditionally lived a coastal lifestyle, subsisting primarily on ocean resources such as salmon, halibut, and marine mammals hunted from skin-covered boats. They supplemented these maritime foods with berries and land mammals. Before contact with Russian fur traders, they lived in semi-subterranean homes called Tsikluak, or Barabaras. Old Chenega Village was the oldest continuously inhabited community in the area and had a population of about 68 residents. The infrastructure consisted of over a dozen buildings, a wharf, a Bureau of Indian Affairs office, a Russian Orthodox church, a general store, and a small schoolhouse on top of a hill. The March 1964 Alaska earthquake was the strongest earthquake in American history, measuring 9.2 on the Richter scale. The quake triggered a tsunami that inundated the village to a depth of 50 feet, destroying the wharf and all the buildings except the schoolhouse and killing 26 people. In 1971, Congress enacted the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act, granting the original residents of Chenega title to over 70,000 acres of land in Prince William Sound and paving the way for the Chenega Corporation, which was established in 1974. Although other communities hit hard by the disaster were rebuilt, the survivors of Chenega relocated to Sawmill Bay on the east coast of Evans Island and started the village of Chenega Bay. The ancestral home at Old Chenega Village was never rebuilt. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.